Well, Ben, how are things in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment indeed. And it looks like we have some good news coming out of Gila Regional Medical Center. It's been a while.
That is correct. Amid all of the big changes and news coming out of our hospital here, Gila Regional has welcomed a new surgeon to the team. Dr. Tariq Ibrahim has already arrived at Gila Regional with some new specialty to the hospital, and that is in trauma care. Right now, patients injured here in Grant County have to be flown out to either Las Cruces, Tucson, or El Paso, depending on the injury. And that is expensive for the patient, but also that's money that could be coming in to Gila Regional. And with the arrival of Dr. Ibrahim, sounds like it will.
Yeah, that's definitely good news. Let's move on from good news to complicated news with regards to some of the nurses at Gila Regional Medical Center. Actually, in the entire state, for that matter.
All over the state, yes. But where it is, it's affecting Gila Regional more than most. As of 2004, New Mexico was one of 25 states that joined what was called the Nurse Licensure Compact. It's a national compact, an agreement that made it so nurses licensed in any of the states as part of that compact could work then with that license in any other state. So if you were coming from somewhere in Texas, you could come over to New Mexico and work. And a lot of people took advantage of that here at Gila Regional because we're so close to, you know, hubs in both Arizona and Texas, in El Paso and Tucson. So we have up to 15 nurses right now that are taking advantage of this, and those licenses could be in jeopardy as the deadline for the Enhanced Nurse Licensure Compact, now made up of 26 other states, comes due. New Mexico is one of three states that did not pass legislation in previous 2 years to join that new group with some changed rules. And so all of those nurses that are licensed in Texas or Arizona or anywhere else, those licenses will no longer be effective after January 20th.
And the legislature has put out a statement saying they're going to address this as soon as possible.
That's correct. They say it's their first order of business. We hear the governor's office is on board, although they've issued no statement. But Gila Regional is paying for the nurses here to get a New Mexico license anyway, you know, in case nothing happens in Santa Fe.
Let's move on to a furry creature visiting Silver City.
That's correct. New Mexico Game and Fish, local law enforcement, and our school district were following very closely reports of a mountain lion in the north end of Silver City throughout the day, Sunday and Monday. The schools, in efforts just to not take any chances, kept kids in from recess during the day and had some additional law enforcement supervision when they were released after school. But that mountain lion is still at large.
Okay, Ben, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Absolutely.